Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for just being you, small business owner. You know how proud I am of you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Wally Bach back on the show. Wally is our longtime original founding member of our branches. We've already celebrated his 18th anniversary. And he's helping people these days get their books done, get the book that's inside of them, the one that they've known they've had in them for a long time. He's helping them make that happen, and he's become somewhat of an expert on the book industry, and he shares that information and those perspectives with us on a regular basis. Wally Bach, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you for having Homer Simpson on ahead of me.
Yeah.
I really like that.
As apropos, right?
Apropos, indeed.
Apropos. Yes. So what's the news in the book world? You've been doing some research, haven't you?
Well, I did.
It's always dangerous when you do that.
Yeah, it's true. I did something different. Every year on my 3-star leadership blog, I publish my 5 best books from the last year. And this year I did that, but I also went out and I asked a whole bunch of people, what was the best book you read in 2015?
Mm-hmm.
And I need to tell your audience that not one of them mentioned his book, which is just...
Mentioned whose book? Well, my book came out the year before last, so that's the reason. See.
Well, this I'm asking them for when they read it.
Well, fine.
And so, yeah, I think we just need to work on that. But what was interesting to me is, first of all...
There's no accounting for taste, you know that.
No, there isn't. I didn't specifically mention business books, so people mentioned a whole
there
lot of
you
things.
Go.
I got,
there you go.
I mean, I got science fiction and theology.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't compete against the world. But
no,
anyway.
You can't.
Go ahead.
But out of like 56 people, only 4 books were mentioned twice.
Hmm.
And no book was mentioned more than twice. So
what do you think? What did you deduct from all that?
Well, what I took out of it, and what I'm sharing with my clients now, is that, you know, if you do a good book, the lovers will find it. I mean, I know there's people out there that love your book, and I've had people tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, here's the range. Bob Sutton, out of Stanford, that has written a whole bunch of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Sutton's pick was Who Says Elephants Can't Dance?
Right.
The Lou Gerstner thing from,
right.
What, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He says it's still a really good book. Mike Myatt, who's another guy who writes for Forbes and stuff, chose Edmund Morris's Theodore Roosevelt trilogy,
mm-hmm.
which, since Mike is a friend of mine, that doesn't surprise me at all. Stephen Lynch, the guy who wrote Business Execution for Results, chose Playing to Win. Marcella Bremer, who does a really nice blog called Cultures and Organizations, picked Geert Hosteed's book.
But what does all this tell you? What are you deducting?
Well, what it tells me is that if you're coming in to do a book, if you're not Jim who knows what he's doing, but somebody who comes to me and says, I want to do a book, and I want it to build up, I want to build my career and stuff, which is what most of the people do,
right.
When they come to me.
Right. They're not thinking literary. They're thinking professional and oftentimes credential too, aren't they?
Credential and, you know, raise my fees and establish my expertise and all
right,
the rest
right.
of that. But they're often really worried about, they want to know what's hot.
Oh,
and I've been telling them for years, don't worry about
that. Don't worry about
hot.
That. Yeah. You go crazy. You go crazy. Because if you start writing for what's hot, the only way you can work that out is if you can divine what's going to be hot the day your book is released.
Yeah, and that's not going to work.
Because what's hot today is not going to be hot. What's hot today is not going to be hot when the book's out. And you know, I'd rather write fundamentals. You know, write about things that are enduring than what's hot. Wouldn't you?
Well, I write. My books are pretty much that. That's what I've written. I did a couple of books on the internet when it was when it was new, when the Homer Simpson line about they had the internet on computers now. You know, it was like how a lot of people felt. But I keep telling people, write what you're passionate about and what you've got deep knowledge about.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with a client a couple of weeks back, and she's working on this book, and she said, I want to get this book, and I want to get it right because I want to build my career in this place. And I said to her, are you really passionate about this? Because it doesn't seem like it. I mean, it seems like you're passionate about some other stuff we've talked about. And she said, well, no, not that much. I said, well, listen, if this book comes out the way you want it, you're going to live with it for 10 years.
That's right.
It's going to define you. Mm-hmm. People are going to ask you to make speeches on it. And, you know,
and they're going to hold you accountable to that book.
And so, you know, pick something that you're excited about.
That you can live with for a while. Yeah, exactly. Bobby, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back. More to come with our good friend Wally Bach. It's 2010. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.